We are live. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I think it just turned 6 o'clock. So we're in there. Just reading some stuff. Just trying to find things. Because I wanted to share some stuff this week on PA planning. And I just wanted to reconcile it with other things that were out there in the internet. All things internet, right? Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And this is our episode 424. And why do we do this? We do this so that help people, myself, be honest with you, it helps me a lot. Concentrating on getting lean product out to our customer. Not spending 60, 80 hours a week trying to get there. Have a balanced work life so we go home to our family and friends per our mission statement and have a little fun along the way. So we try to balance all that stuff, mix it all together. Get techno geeky and not techno geeky as we do this, Joe. Took up two things today. One, I want to do a little promo thing. I have openings for coaches to coach people. So here's my thing. If you like to get a coach for maybe next 6 months for about a half hour a week, once a week, please message me and see if you like that. I do it once a week in either in the mornings or evenings or depending where you are in the world. I coach people all around the world, some in different countries, and a lot of Scrum Masters and people looking to get Agile and find out whether or not they want to go into the Agile world. So it's open to anybody. I got about 5 spots. Can be here in the States, can be overseas, anywhere to speak English, because I'm not very good with other languages. So if you're interested in a coaching opportunity to share your thoughts, someone not in your chain of command or your or hierarchy or outside your organization, feel free to give me a message. I do this for free. I don't charge. It's part of my give back to the Agile community. And people wanting to learn about Agile. So I don't want people to be high and dry and have lots of questions and no one to help them. So that's why we do the show. And that's why I offer the coaching. So I got about 5 spots. If anybody would be is interested, please message me on LinkedIn or YouTube or however we can connect. Okay. So that's my spot about coaching. Again, 5 spots anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter. I get up real early, get really late. If I need to, and just not necessarily during the day when normal working hours. Okay, so that's my promo for that. If you have any questions, please message me, text me, comment, hit me on LinkedIn. Okay, PI planning. SAFe has a big thing. PI planning is very similar to release planning. It could be either way. Anytime you have scale or multiple teams working together, this is a situation. So SAFe is a formula or framework for multiple teams working on the same product line. And there's whole books on how to do that. And I just wanted to give a little practical thought process on some things. One of the things we do, and one of the questions we have, like a scrum of scrums, where we do the PI planning is a 2-day event. And every once in a while, we check in and see how we're doing. One of the things we used to do is build this little chart. And then as the teams would progress, they would use different colors. And all I have is the blue. Can we build a little pie chart, maybe some questions? So you'd have team 1, team 2, team 3. So there's 3 teams working on the same product. And there'd be some questions. And as the teams feel better, you know, they might shade in where they feel they are on the questions. Maybe they're there, maybe they're there. And every once in a while, we just do a little check-in. Because there's a lot of things going on, and every once in a while, you just need to check in where you're at as far as a path goes. And we used to do this graphic on a wall in a non-virtual situation. So we put these big boards up, basically just whiteboards, and people would fill in the graphics for their teams, how they were going. I want to talk a little bit about the questions, and then I'm going to show you what I did virtually in a system where I have no capability, right? The firewalls and everything are pretty intense, and they don't let much use anything. So, with that, what are some of the questions that might ask? So, some of the questions asked the teams. This is what I like. I kind of keeping it simple. Sometimes they get complicated. So, first thing, always ask the team. First question. So, if I were to do this, right? I might go your velocity, capacity. If you want to come into planning, and I got my team one. My first question, Q1. Just gonna do a couple. I might say, okay. I'm gonna put the circles in one, then I'm gonna show you what I did. In their Confluence page for them to represent the circles. Because all I had was an HTML page, didn't really have circles. I want to make it as simple as possible for people to update. So we have our four quadrants, you know, and each one's like 25. This is like a 25%, and then you're at 50, and then you're at 75, and then you're at 100. So one of the first questions asked is like, do you have your velocity and capacity planned out? If you do, you know, you think you got 25% of it figured out, 50%, and hopefully early in the process you figure all your capacity. This should be the one thing that gets done first, right? Because then it gives you an idea how much capacity, how much effort that your team has available. And one of the ones I like. Now this is debate. This is debatable on how you want to do it. You can do PI goals. Okay. That's another question. I have my next one I like to do is I like to do the epochs, depending on what system you use or features, whoever systems. And those are your big items, like big grandiose items. And then a couple other questions. And then the last couple questions, I'm just going to write them down rather than do this whole grid thing. I do architecture. Slash UX design, or maybe business design, like the napkins. Hope you can see it. Can you see it, the napkin? So that's what I like. I like having the napkins. I like to have that in. Do we have the architecture? Do we have the UX? Do we have a layout of what we kind of want? And then my big one I like to talk about is dependencies. Because typically, when you do a safe and people just take old teams and they lay the safe on top, you still end up with a lot of dependencies with other teams. And the idea is that you identify your dependencies between the three teams. Hopefully, everything on a train encompasses all the work you do, but I notice a lot of companies that don't do that yet. But theoretically, all the dependencies should be within the ART, the Agile Release Train. They should all be within the same ART. Sometimes they're not. There's one or two. But have you identified all your dependencies? And then I do story shells. I like to do the story shells because then it gets into each sprint. Once I have story shells from the epics to there, I can start putting work in the various sprints. And this goes into sprints for the PI. And the last one is how are we doing on risks? Right? And every one of these questions, these are a question, this is a question, this is a question, this is a question. It could be multiple questions, question two, question three, right? So this is like the SOS chart. You walk around, you would check it out, see how you're doing, how the teams are doing. Because there's a lot of teams, there's lots of people in most of these things. Now, where we were having problems, like, oh, let's recreate this whole thing. I'm like, well, we can't because it's too hard in the virtual world without buying some fancy software and all. And then we wanted to buy it. So what I did, instead of doing a pie chart, which is graphical, I just made four little checkboxes for each question on a little grid in our HTML wiki page or Confluence or whatever you want to call it. I put the word 25%. I put 50%, 75%, 100%. And again, 25, 50, 75, 100, and dot, 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 dot. What did I do? I changed it to a very, 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 very simple system. All they got to go in the HTML is check the box. And when they get there, they do 25%. So this 50% would be the same virtually as if they filled in half the circle, right? Some teams would go as they go. Some teams might just say, I was 75. Some might say I'm at 50%, 75%, or whatever. They would check different boxes, and I would just draw little boxes in each square. And the nice thing when I create this, once I do one box, I copy and paste it. Boom, 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 boom. And I built up a little simple representative of a pie chart in text-based so that people can do this during virtual PI planning. So this is something I did. This is the practical side. This is the practical, tactical, whatever you want to say. But this is very practical. Instead of making some elaborate, spending a lot of money on software to draw a pie chart, which they were going that way. I said, why don't we just put a couple check boxes in a square and that's satisfied. This is what you can call MVP. This would be gold plating MVP. This would be gold plating in the software world. This is MVP. We get what we not need. We see how we're doing, and everybody can walk around. The managers can see. So that's just an example of one of the Scrum charts. That I just want to share with you so that you, if you're doing a virtual PA planning and you're like, how do we do this and how do we track the progress? That's how you do it. So, like the questions, let's kind of go over questions real quick. I'll talk about capacity, velocity, PI goals, epics and features, the architect, the wireframe, the business want, is the team able to see what they need to produce? Dependencies, story shells, and then risks. Those are the things I ask about. There's other questions that other people do, but if you have that covered and you ask those questions as you're walking through the PI process and planning out your seven sprint, six or seven sprints, you're perfectly fine. You'll be more than advanced and ready for this stuff. Because again, you don't really know until you actually start coding this stuff and get closer into sprint planning. What's going on? You're never going to plan all the details out in PI planning. That is not the goal. So, with that, I'm going to say thumbs up. I hope give us a thumbs up if you like the show, if you think that information was valuable, and ring the little bell. And YouTube will let you know when we do another show. And again, I got spots for five coachees to coach in Agile. So, if you're looking to see a coach, find out what it's like. Maybe you have coaches and you're just like, I don't know what coaches are. So it's all everybody's own coaching experience. Please feel free to message me and happy to connect with you and see what we can do. Again, it's something I give back to the community, helping out other Scrum Masters and people working their way through their careers. All right, take care. Have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday and see you tomorrow. Bye.